Shalom and welcome to Daily Bread for Busy Moms, a daily Bible reading podcast that goes through the whole Bible in a year. We follow along with the weekly Torah portions and read daily from the Torah, the prophets, the writings, and the apostles. If you want to learn more about the podcast or connect with us online, find us at dailybreadmoms.com. There you'll find information about the journal. That's the Bible reading plan that we use, which Bible translation we use, and how to contact us. You'll also see information about how you can support the podcast by becoming a patron and how we can connect with you more. We've got some new things for our sweet patrons and are excited to let you hear from us in more ways beyond the daily Bible readings. So find us at dailybreadmoms.com. We look forward to connecting with you. Let's get to our podcast episode for today. Shalom, everyone. It's Johanna here, your reader today. Today is Friday, the 19th of April, and the 11th of Nisan on the Hebrew calendar. And today in history is the day when the Messiah went to Jerusalem, cursed the fig tree, and cleansed the temple. Matthew 21:10-16. And he entered the temple and began to drive out those who were buying and selling in the temple, and overturned the tables of the money changers and the seats of those who were selling doves, and he would not permit anyone to carry anything through the temple. Also found in Mark 11:15-16. This week, our portion from the Torah is called Metzora, which means leper. And we're going to start by reading from that Torah portion, the section for today, which is Leviticus 15, verse 16 through verse 28. First, let's take a moment, as we do in every episode, and first thank God for giving us His precious word. Blessed are you, Lord our God, King of the universe, who gives the Torah of truth and the good news of salvation to his people Israel and to all peoples through his Son, Yeshua the Messiah, our Master. And now from Leviticus 15 and verse 16. If any man has an emission of semen, then he is to bathe his whole body in water and be unclean until the evening. Every garment and all leather with semen on it are to be washed with water, and he will be unclean until the evening. If a man lies with a woman and there is an emission of semen, they shall both bathe themselves in water and be unclean until the evening. If a woman has a discharge, and her discharge from her body is blood, she shall be in her nidah 7 days, and whoever touches her will be unclean until the evening. Everything that she lies on in her nidah will become unclean. Also, everything that she sits on will become unclean. Whoever touches her bed is to wash his clothes and bathe himself in water and be unclean until the evening. Whoever touches anything that she sits on is to wash his clothes and bathe himself in water and be unclean until the evening. If it is on the bed or on anything where she sits, when he touches it, he will be unclean until the evening. If any man lies with her so that her nidah gets on him, he will be unclean for 7 days, and every bed where he lies will be unclean. Now, if a woman has a discharge of her blood for many days, not during her nidah, or if she has a discharge beyond the time of her nidah, all the days of the discharge of her uncleanness shall be as in the days of her nidah. She is unclean. Every bed where she lies all the days of her discharge will be like her bed during her nida, and everything she sits on will become unclean, like the uncleanness of her nida. Whoever touches these things will become unclean and is to wash his clothes and bathe himself in water and be unclean until the evening. But if she is cleansed of her discharge, then she is to count off 7 days for herself, and after that she will be clean. That was Leviticus 15, verse 16 through 28. And now, our portion today from the prophets is Isaiah 40. Comfort, comfort my people, says your God. Speak kindly to the heart of Yerushalayim, and proclaim to her that her warfare has ended, that her iniquity has been removed. For she has received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins. A voice cries out in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley will be lifted up, every mountain and hill made low. The rough ground will be a plain, and the rugged terrain smooth. The glory of the Lord will be revealed, and all flesh will see it together. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken. A voice is saying, cry out. So I said, what shall I cry out? All flesh is grass, and all its loveliness is like the flower of the field. The grass withers, the flower fades, for the breath of the Lord blows on it. Surely the people are grass. The grass withers, the flower fades. But the word of our God stands forever. Get yourself up on a high mountain, you who bring good news to Zion. Lift up your voice with strength, you who bring good news to Yerushalayim. Lift it up, do not fear. Say to the cities of Yehuda, behold your God. Look, the Lord God comes with might, with his arm ruling for him. Behold, his reward is with him, and his recompense before him. Like a shepherd, he tends his flock. He gathers the lambs in his arms. He carries them in his bosom, and gently guides nursing ewes. Who has measured the waters in the palm of his hand, or measured out heaven with a span, or calculated the dust of the earth in a measure, or weighed the mountains in scales, or the hills in a balance? Who can fathom the ruach of the Lord, or instruct him as his counselor? With whom did he consult, or who instructed him? Who taught him in the path of justice, or taught him knowledge? Who informed him about the way of understanding? Behold, the nations are like a drop from a bucket, and count as a speck of dust on the scales. Behold, the islands weigh as fine as dust. Lebanon is not enough to burn, or its animals enough for a burnt offering. All the nations are as nothing before him. By him they are accounted null and void. To whom then will you liken God? To what likeness will you compare him? To an idol? A craftsman casts it. A goldsmith overlays it with gold and fashions silver chains for it. One too poor for such an offering chooses wood that will not rot. He looks for a skilled craftsman to prepare him an idol that will not totter. Do you not know? Have you not heard? Has it not been told to you from the beginning? Have you not understood from the foundations of the earth? He sits above the circle of the earth. Its inhabitants are like grasshoppers. He stretches out the skies like a curtain, spreads them out like a tent to dwell in. He reduces princes to nothing. He makes the judges of the earth a confusion. Scarcely are they planted, scarcely are they sown, scarcely their stem takes root in the earth, when he blows on them and they wither, and a storm carries them off as stubble. To whom, then, will you liken me? Or who is my equal, says the Holy One? Lift up your eyes on high and see. Who created these things? The one who brings out their host by number, the one who calls them all by name. Because of his great strength and vast power, not one is missing. Why do you say, O Yaakov, and assert, O Israel, my way is hidden from the Lord, and the justice due me escapes the notice of my God? Have you not known? Have you not heard? The Lord is the eternal God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He does not grow tired or weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives strength to the weary, and to one without vigor, he adds might. Even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But they who wait for the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar up with wings as eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. That was Isaiah chapter 40. And now our portion today from the writings is Proverbs 20. Wine is a mocker, strong drink a brawler. Whoever is led astray by them is unwise. The terror of a king is like a lion's growl. Whoever provokes him endangers his life. It is honor for one to resolve a dispute, yet every fool quarrels. A slacker will not plow in season, so at harvest he looks but finds nothing. The intent of a man's heart is deep water, but a man of insight draws it out. Many a man proclaims his loyalty, but a faithful man who can find? A righteous person walks in integrity, blessed are his children after him. A king sitting on the throne to judge separates out all evil with his eyes. Who can say, I have kept my heart pure, I am cleansed from my sin? Unequal weights and measures both are an abomination to the Lord. Even a child is known by his actions, whether his conduct is pure and upright. Ears that hear and eyes that see, the Lord has made them both. Do not love sleep, lest you become poor. Open your eyes, and you will be satisfied with food. It's bad, bad, says the buyer, but then he goes away and boasts. There is gold and abundance of rubies, but lips that speak knowledge are precious. Take a man's garment who puts up security for a stranger and hold it in pledge as security for a foreign woman. Bread gained by fraud is sweet to a man, but later his mouth is filled with gravel. Plans are made by counsel, so wage war with guidance. A talebearer goes about revealing secrets, so do not associate with a babbler. Whoever curses his father or his mother, his lamp will be snuffed out in utter darkness. An estate acquired quickly in the beginning will not be blessed in the end. Do not say, I will pay back evil. Wait for the Lord, so he may deliver you. Unbalanced weights are detestable to the Lord, and dishonest scales are wicked. A man's steps are directed by the Lord. How then can anyone understand his own way? It is a trap for one to say rashly, it is holy, and only afterward to consider his vows. A wise king winnows out the wicked. He turns a threshing wheel over them. The spirit of man is the lamp of the Lord, searching all his inmost being. Loving kindness and truth preserve the king, but his throne is upheld by loving kindness. The glory of young men is their strength, and the splendor of old men is gray hair. Blows that wound scour away evil, and beatings purge the innermost being. That was Proverbs 20. And now our last portion for today, we're going to read from the Apostles, and we're reading 1 Peter chapter 4. Therefore, since Messiah suffered in the flesh, arm yourselves also with the same attitude, for the one who has suffered in the flesh is finished with sin. As a result, he lives the rest of his time in the flesh, no longer for human desires, but for God's will. For the time that has passed was sufficient for you to carry out the desire of the pagans, living in indecency, lusts, drunken binges, orgies with wild parties, and lawless idolatries. They are surprised that you do not run with them into the same riot of recklessness, and they vilify you. But they will have to give an account to the one who stands ready to judge the living and the dead. For this was the reason the good news was proclaimed, even to those now dead, so that though they are judged in the flesh before humans, they might live in the Ruach before God. Now the end of all things is near, so be self-controlled and sober-minded for prayer. Above all, keep your love for one another constant, for love covers a multitude of sins. Be hospitable one to another without grumbling. As each one has received a gift, use it to serve one another as good stewards of the many-sided grace of God. Whoever speaks, let it be as one speaking the utterances of God. Whoever serves, let it be with the strength that God supplies. So in all things, may God be glorified through Messiah Yeshua. All glory and power to him forever and ever. Amen. Loved ones, do not be surprised at the fiery ordeal taking place among you to test you, as though something strange were happening to you. Instead, rejoice in so far as you share in the sufferings of Messiah, so that at the revelation of his glory, you may also rejoice and be glad. If you are insulted for the name of Messiah, you are fortunate, for the Spirit of glory and of God rests on you. For let none of you suffer as a murderer, or thief, or evildoer, or as a troublemaker. But if anyone suffers for following Messiah, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God in this name. For the time has come for judgment to begin with the house of God. If judgment begins with us first, what will be the end for those who disobey the good news of God? Now, if it is hard for the righteous to be saved, what shall become of the ungodly and the sinner? So then, those who suffer according to God's will, let them trust their souls to a faithful Creator while continuing to do good. That was 1 Peter chapter 4, and it concludes our episode for today. However, if you are reading through the Apostles twice in this year's cycle, you will be reading Matthew 8 today also. That is it from me for today. I pray that you have a blessed Friday, day of preparation, maybe extra busy as you're preparing for Passover coming in just a couple of more days. I pray that this word of God that you've listened to will be blessing and strengthening to your heart. I'm Johanna with Daily Bread for Busy Moms. Shalom to you from the mountains of Judea here in Israel. Until next time.